listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland in Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes now. Benny in Southern California. Be even better. That's no offense, South Carolina, but I love L.A. Who doesn't? What's up, Benny?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just want to say I really appreciate the show. You guys got a lot of really good insight. Love all the stats and all that stuff. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First thing, there was a caller yesterday. He was pretty much ripping the front office and saying how are they going to utilize those first two picks appropriately when they couldn't even hit on Mingo and Kruger. And when you look across the NFL, and Banner says it himself, they'll miss on some picks. You know, the problem with the Browns is they keep overturning every 3 years, a new office. They need consistency. So, I mean, you look at the Ravens, they missed on Kyle freaking Bowler, you know, and there's the same guy who picked Joe Flacco. You look at, you know, across the NFL to the Packers, they picked A.J. Hawk, who is number six overall. He's good, but he's not number six overall worthy, I think most would argue. And then they get Aaron Rodgers. So I think everyone's going to hit or miss on some people. So I'd say the big mistake would be to get rid of these guys after a couple of years just because they don't hit on a couple of players. That's all I got to say.
All right. And I would say it is the jury, to me, is very, 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 very much still out on whether Barkevious Mingo, I am not going to call him a miss at this point.
No.
I think that would be
stupid.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
At this
it would
juncture.
Be dumb.
He's got five sacks. Would you like to see more? Sure.
Yeah.
Would you like? But, you know, can he improve? I think for him, more than anybody, I'm looking to see a major leap in his second season because he's going to have a full offseason to be in the program,
right,
to work out, to bulk up a little bit. And I know that you're not, you know, his weight is what it is. He needs to bulk up a little bit. I think that
while maintaining his great
quickness,
athleticism,
yes,
his game is still that of a super athlete who can get stronger, bulk up in the strength area. He doesn't have to be a big, burly guy.
Right.
He just
you're not an actor putting on weight for a role,
but
you
muscle.
Know, put on muscle mass,
yes,
get a little stronger. Feel he's a young guy. You know, he's
going
to grow and mature into his body, and that's
right,
why this team has a great strength and conditioning program to get him to where he needs to be. And I think as he gets more seasoned, he's only going to get better.
And I think the Kruger thing was almost a setup for fail just in terms of the amount of money you paid him. The chances that he was going to be everything that money would represent, lead the league in sacks, defensive MVP, all the things that ultimately you would want to attribute to that sort of dollar amount, the odds were he wasn't going to be that. Now, do I expect better, and does he need to give better? Of course. And I think that happens when surrounding cast becomes better. I don't think he was ever seen by this team as a singular impact guy to the extent that he would dominate the game just by himself. I think the feeling was he would be a good contributor, and he's been that. You want great always, and you're paying for great with that number. He's been good, but he has not piled up the stat that we all focus on, which is sacks. He has had some hurries and given pressure, but we want much better. And I do think there's reason to expect that next year is a better year for him, with the expected improvements of Mingo, who also, by the way, is adjusting to being an outside linebacker in a defense when he was a defensive end from college. With Jabal Sheard further growing into the outside linebacker role where he was a defensive end previously his whole football life leading up to this past season. And the other thing I would add, and this is, if I've said this before, I just want to say it one more time. It's germane to this. Bill Polian,
good
who
word.
Is one of the very Thank you. Who was one of the very best in the business at picking talent, who I think is going to enter the Hall of Fame because of his abilities to do that in building the teams that he's built through the years, multiple NFL teams, says that the best pickers of talent, the best talent selectors, are 500. I mean, if you're batting 500 in that arena, you are great. That's who you bow down to. You look at guys like George Young, some of the legendary people who have built teams and done great jobs. Ozzie Newsome, the Browns' own, who is, of course, doing this for the Ravens, but Hall of Famer for the Browns, 500, if you're batting 500, you're doing well.
And that's why when we went back to the discussions about Josh Gordon, that was one of the main arguments for not trading him, because you have a 100% superstar versus a 50% in the best case scenario opportunity to replace him. So
yeah,
that, and I think that was one of the reasons that Josh Gordon, or a main reason why Josh Gordon is still here with us. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, stopped by with the Notorious One earlier today, and we will hear from him just after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.